When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
I don't think we're being reactionary at all when we say after 2 weeks, of course, that is correct. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Of course, we are presented by our good friends at Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app as well. Two Monday Night Football games, two semi-blowouts, and two teams that look exceptionally determined at the moment, Christopher Lee Canty.
Semi-blowouts? Really? Semi. Why a semi-blowout?
Well, it was 24-7.
That was a blowout. Yeah. That was a blowout.
Yes,
that,
it was.
The game was 24-7.
I was being kind.
Yeah, the score was 24-7, but the game wasn't that close.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
It was not.
You knew the outcome of that after watching the first quarter and a half.
26 of 31, 333 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and rush for 57 yards and two touchdowns.
Hmm.
Jalen Hurts is in the mix for the MVP this year, at least early. And granted, it's very, very early in the season. But let's be real about what's going on here. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are playing at an exceptionally high level right now. And we can talk all we want about the Vikings in primetime last night. There were a couple of statements made last night by two teams, and there was a reason that I thought before the season that we could see these two, because I look around, starting with the Eagles, Chris, I look around with the NFC and I'm not blown away with what I see. And this feels like an up-and-coming team who has found their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Jalen Hurts, the offseason work that he put in with Tom House on the West Coast, focusing on his mechanics, you saw that pay dividends last night because he drove some footballs, especially on the in-breaking routes. Throws to A.J. Brown, throws to Devontae Smith. Like, those things are starting to show up now. His ability to be able to deliver the football. Looks like his velocity has gone up a tick, Carlin, and his accuracy throwing from the pocket has improved. And that was something
that's
that
what
we said,
always had to get better.
Yeah,
always.
His ability to be able to throw the ball down the field with accuracy from the pocket. We know about the movement skills, being able to get out on the edge of defenses, second reaction plays, but can you consistently win from the well? Because we know they've got an offensive line that can block it up. Can you sit in there, diagnose the defense, and deliver the football downfield with accuracy? He checked that box yesterday, Carlin, without a doubt. And another thing that he struggled with last year, being able to read zone coverage. That's not a problem for Jalen Hurts anymore, because the Minnesota Vikings majored in zone coverage last night, and he picked them apart. And so when you see that, when you also see the ability to be a focal point in their running game, and some of the quarterback scrambles that he had, I mean, especially the one where he took off for 30 yards for the touchdown, I honestly thought he was going out of bounds in real time. And then the guy puts a spin move on and reaches out for the end line, and next thing you know, it's a touchdown. But, I mean, it's impressive to watch his overall poise and his command, not only of this offense, Carlin, but of his football team. You can clearly see that he's the leader of the Philadelphia Eagles organization.
Yeah, and he's going to be coming forward now. I do want to be fair about this, because yesterday we spent a lot of time, at least I did, and, well, Chris did too, being sarcastic about the Tua Tagovailoa performance the other day from the standpoint of having open receivers. And if we're going to be clear, last night, and we're going to be fair, last night Jalen Hurts had open receivers all over the place. The statistics, according to Next Gen Stats, he only threw into tight windows 3% of the time last night. That's a career low. And at the same time, had his receivers open by an average of almost 4 yards each. I mean, if I'm going to hammer Tua, or at least not give him enough credit for a massive performance the other day, I at least have to be fair and acknowledge that with Hurts. I will say, if you give me a choice between the two quarterbacks, it's not close. And I would take Jalen Hurts every single day and three times on Sunday.
And yet, overwhelmingly, that was the question for both franchises coming into this season. Do we have a franchise quarterback? The Miami Dolphins were saying the same thing. And no matter what people in the front office from Philly will tell you now, there were question marks about Jalen Hurts coming into 2022. Remember, they traded a first-round draft pick to New Orleans for a future first-round draft pick in 2023. Right, Carlin? Because 2023 is an outstanding quarterback draft class.
Yep.
And they wanted to make sure they had the ammunition, if they needed to move up to get the guy that they wanted if Jalen Hurts proved not to be the dude. But two games into this season, it looks like they're going to be able to use those draft picks on something else because Jalen Hurts feels like he's the guy. And, Carlin, I don't know if you feel this way, but just watching Tua's performance on Sunday versus watching Jalen Hurts last night, Jalen Hurts' performance feels different.
Oh.
It feels a lot different. Even though statistically it might be inferior to what Tua did, it just feels different. Overall, it feels like Jalen Hurts, what we saw from him, we can trust that this is what we'll continue to see from him. It feels like there's a level of consistency in his game and the way that he plays that's not quite present with Tua.
You have hit it on the head, and you did at the beginning, because there are some quarterbacks that early in their career have real issues with accuracy and get them fixed.
Yes.
There are not many that can actually do that. Josh Allen did it, and now we have seen Jalen Hurts do it.
But when did Josh Allen take that huge jump? When he got Stephon Diggs, right?
Yep,
remember,
absolutely.
His completion percentage went up about 10%. Jalen Hurts last year was 61% completion percentage. Right now he's at 69.
Yep.
So, I mean, adding A.J. Brown
helps.
A true number one receiver,
yep,
makes a difference. To go along with Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, and Dallas Goedert. He's got a great receiving core. He's got a great offensive line. But, Carlin, I give credit where credit is due. This dude is taking advantage of those things, and you're seeing it in the improvement in his game.
Let's just watch him throw the ball.
Yeah.
There is a huge difference between him and Tua.
Yeah, the eye test.
The
eye test. It's just the eye test. And here's the other thing, Carlin. Here's the metrics to support what we're saying. In week two, Jalen Hurts' completion percentage above expected was 14.7%. The next closest guy was at 10%. So it's Jalen Hurts by a country mile in terms of completion percentage above expected in week two. It's showing you the development, the growth, the evolution of the quarterback. We knew he was a great athlete. We knew he was a great leader. But now you're starting to see the mechanics improve, his football acumen improve, and that's leading to top-end production for that offense. I don't know what you're going to do with the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, you can try to take away the pass game. They'll run it down your throat. And now if you stack the box and you create one-on-one opportunities for the guys outside, from a personnel standpoint and from a quarterback ability standpoint, they can exploit you for big plays down the field. This is going to be an offense that's going to be hell to contend with for defenses in the NFC this year.
Here's Hurts after the game.
We just wanted to come out here and play our type of football, you know. And I feel like early on we had a lot of things clicking. I feel like in the end we got to do a better job of finishing. You know, last week after the game, I talked about the standard being the standard and it only rising. And I feel like we still haven't played to our standard yet.
And look, that was an impressive performance last night, but you're never going to say that you played to your abilities when you're in week two of the season. And Jalen Hurts looks like the guy. I mean, I fully believe that their question has been answered, because I'm piecing together the entire picture, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a guy that took them to the playoffs last year. They got a little taste of it that was good enough to do that, and now has taken that performance and has built on it.
Mm-hmm.
And has built on what he has in terms of his teammates, what his skill sets are, and where he could get better. We can talk about A.J. Brown. The accuracy is much, much better than year one. I mean, it's not even close.
No,
he's
putting it on, guys, Carlin.
Yes.
And he's giving them an opportunity for catch and run, which leads to big plays when you consider the personnel that they have. But, Carlin, I want to hit on the leadership aspect of this thing, because I think that's vastly overrated.
Those guys love him.
The quarterback position is a leadership spot by nature, and you have to have a guy, when your team goes through adversity, that's capable of grabbing the team by the throat and taking everybody where they want to go. And an example of that last night to me was the first play of the game, the first throw of the game. Devontae Smith in week one, he might have had a couple of targets, no catches.
Yep.
The first pass was a target to Devontae Smith. end up being the catch. He targeted Devontae Smith 7 times yesterday, 7 catches, 80 yards. Carlin, that's leadership.
Yep.
And that's why guys in the locker room love him. Okay, you didn't catch any balls week one? I'm going to make sure you're the first guy I'm throwing a pass to. So you be ready early and often. We're going to take care of you. We're going to feed you. That matters, Carlin. Guys pay attention to that. Guys respect that. Guys will follow that. I don't get that sense when I watch Tua play. I get that when I watch Jalen Hurts play. And that's the difference to me.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Be a part of Canty and Carlin Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And then there's what happened in Buffalo, which was a trouncing. First of all, you're welcome. Secondly,
Lockadini.
Exactly.
Lockadini.
We do not throw that word around lightly, and that was a Lockadini. And if you're not familiar with what a Lockadini is, it tastes like a martini, but it's just a little more profitable.
Yeah,
and
it's
that's
money.
What it was. Exactly. Chris, through two games, I saw it in game one, and I even qualified the statement prior to game two that the Bills look like an angry football team that is going to take it out on everyone.
Yeah.
And man, was that the case last night. This isn't a team possessed. I don't know if it's the loss and the way it went down last year. I don't know, whatever it is. But this is not a team that is thinking about expectations. This is a team that each and every week is going to be thinking about beating the ever-loving daylights out of whoever is standing in front of them. And frankly, I don't see why they can't do it every single week. Chris, I know this is nuts, and I'm not trying to be, you know, Mr. Hot Take or anything like that. All I'm going to say is this. You get through the next 4 weeks, look out, Jack. This could be an undefeated season.
Wow.
You get through the next 4 weeks, 3 of which are on the road, the way this team looks right now, barring injuries or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Let's at least admit the Bills look better than everyone else in the league, period.
Well, Carlin, you're saying barring injuries, they didn't have Gabe Davis last night, nor did they have Trey White on the defensive side of the ball, and none of that mattered at all. I mean, they're just trouncing people. They've outscored their opponents through the first 2 weeks, 72-14. Carlin, the second half point differential is 45 through the first 2 weeks. It's absolutely ridiculous. Carlin, they have a total yardage differential from their opponents in the first 2 weeks of 400 yards. It's unbelievable, man. This is, you know what it reminds me of? The 2001 Miami Hurricanes. That's what it feels like. That's how dominant they are. You're looking at some of the most dominant teams in college football.
Yep.
That's how they're treating NFL teams. It looks like the Buffalo Bills are playing against the JV out there. And they did that to the reigning defending Super Bowl champs in week one. And they did that to the team that had the best record in the AFC in week two. Carlin, I got to say, man, there aren't a whole lot of weaknesses with this Buffalo Bills team. There aren't. And right now, the way that Josh Allen is playing, he's in the conversation for best quarterback in the National Football League. He started the season in that conversation. And I think most people would have him top three. But, Carlin, right now, based on what we've seen through the first 2 weeks, I can't argue against anyone that would have him at the top spot. That's how good he's been.
I can't get over how good he is on so many levels. The leadership level you're talking about, the ability to scramble and run and do it on designed run plays with power, with some speed, with some elusiveness, and then just... I really hearken back to the draft, and they took him from Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dude that had to throw it through some ugly weather up there.
Oh, yeah.
Has there ever been, in terms of designing the quarterback, has there ever been a quarterback more perfectly designed for Buffalo, New York than Josh Allen?
No.
And I'm including Jim Kelly, who had no interest in being there back in the day.
No.
At the very beginning.
No, there hasn't. I mean, the guy embodies the mentality of Western New York, doesn't he? And when you meet him in person, Carlin, you realize how big a dude this is. Shake his hand and then look at his feet. He's got huge hands. He's got huge feet. I mean, the guy is built to play the style of football that Sean McDermott wants to. And that's why I'm not as worried about him taking hits as everybody else is. I really not. I mean, this guy is built to do what they're asking him to do. And in certain situations, you can understand why there'll be more risk than others. But, I mean, just watching him scramble for a first down yesterday where he makes one guy miss and then he goes up and over and he rolls for the first down and you just see him get up. It's unbelievable that a guy that size can move that way. And then, oh, by the way, he has a howitzer attached to his right shoulder.
I'm glad you said that because Orlovsky said it during the game at the moment, and I was sitting there in my house watching this and just blown away by the throw. He had an incompletion up the far sideline that was absolutely ridiculous. It was 35 yards, a laser.
Yeah.
And it's the most impressive incomplete pass I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been more perfect on the sideline.
I mean, just based off of sheer arm talent, Carlin, like, I don't know that there's a better arm in National Football League. That's how good Josh Allen is. But here's the one thing I am worried about with the Buffalo Bills, because everybody is giving them their flowers and crowding them as Super Bowl champs already. They got a problem when it comes to running the football. That offense can't run the football. Not that they won't run the football. They can't run the football. Through the first 2 weeks, they got the worst run block win rate in the National Football League. Carlin, why that matters is at some point, you're going to run into a game where there's bad weather, like we saw last year on Monday Night Football when they played the Patriots, a game where it was 30-mile-an-hour winds. You couldn't throw the football. They couldn't run the ball. But guess who could? The New England Patriots. And they did. They ran it right up there, you know what. And guess what? The Patriots got out there with a win. Now, the Bills avenged that in the playoffs in the wild card round and beat the brakes off of the Patriots. I don't even think they punted in that playoff game against the Pats. But at some point, you're going to have to be able to run the football.
Well,
I worry about that. When that happens, is this team going to be up for the task? Because that's a problem. Their defense can close out games. I'm not worried about their pass rush. Von Miller has solved that. They got a lot of guys that can get after the quarterback. That showed again last night. But you got to be able to run the football, too, to take time off of the clock and to close it out. Well, they can't run the ball.
Here's the problem. When you look at Deion Dawkins and Mitch Morse, you're feeling good. When you look at Roger Saffold and you brought in Questenberry, these are guys who are both north of 30, who were on a team that ran the football exceptionally well, the team that was across the field the night before, or that night.
Mm-hmm.
But, Chris, I mean, they don't look great. They don't look great.
No.
No, they don't.
When you got Greg Van Roten getting snaps,
yeah,
that ain't a good thing.
No, it's not.
That ain't a good thing.
Yeah. Greg was terrible with the Jets.
Awful.
Terrible.
Awful.
So that is a concern, but I look at it right now, and I'm having trouble. Listen, could they lose in Kansas City? Of course they could. You know, could they lose a game or two here and there? They have a bad day? Of course.
Do you think they'll lose in Miami in week three? I tell you what, we're going to learn a lot about the Miami Dolphins in Tuanon in week three.
We're going to learn a lot about them, and we're going to learn a lot about the weather and whether or not that actually does, you know, the heat and the humidity and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This early in the year is still going to affect those guys.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Bart always says, South Beach is undefeated. Just stay out of South Beach.
Yeah.
You won't have a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're losing to the Miami Dolphins this week.
I think this team is so focused. I don't worry about them going down to South Beach.
They don't feel like that team that's
going to screw that up. No, there's not going to be a lot of distractions. And think about it, man. Von Miller is now a part of that mix, and he says he doesn't care about who his neighbor is or what clubs he's going to. Von Miller cares about winning championships. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. Von Miller has a chance to be, for this Buffalo Bills team, what Charles Haley was for the Dallas Cowboys in the early 90s. We're not just talking about one championship here. This could be the beginnings of a dynastic run for the Buffalo Bills. It could be. They have all of the pieces in place. They do.
I mean, as far as them playing angry, listen to Stephon Diggs and tell me if you can hear what I'm talking about.
This team is really built off of guys who have that chip on each other, who don't want to lose. So at this point, I feel like the team, as far as like the additions with Von Miller, Big Phil, Greg Russo in his second year, and, you know, Josh Allen, keeping it 100, he's coming into his own. Everybody sees it. He wants to win, and he wants to win bad. And as far as like getting on this train, I'm all for it. I got his back.
That was Stephon Diggs this morning on First Take. I mean, this feels like a team that just doesn't want to be, or just cannot be denied. And I know it's so early. And I know there's so much football to be played. But, geez,
I mean, they've done nothing but further drive the point home through two games.
Listen, through two games, Josh Allen has the highest total QBR of anybody in the National Football League. So he's confirming what we already thought. The receiving core is as advertised. They got the weapons in place. They got the defense in place. They got a coach that you trust in terms of overall game management. Carlin, the only question is, will they be able to run the football when it matters most? And I have serious concerns about that. Because every championship team at some point has the ability to run the football. I'm concerned about this Bills team not being able to do that. Everybody's got warts, but that's the one that concerns me the most in terms of them being able to win a championship this year.
I don't think there's any doubt that McDermott and Ken Dorsey are thinking the same thing right now. And they'll get it fixed. I think they will get it fixed. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. As we said, hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is there any reason in your mind to think that the Buffalo Bills should be bet against in any way? And are the Philadelphia Eagles going to be meeting them in the Super Bowl? Can you talk about Jalen Hurts and an early MVP candidacy? Yes, early, but can you do it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So with all of that in mind, just how angry are the Bills? We're going to ask someone who has been around them quite a bit. Answers coming in just moments after Mr. Canty has this from our friends at FanDuel.
Oh, yes. Kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't fumble the bag or your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-0STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
you miss Canty and Carlin?
Yeah, they were having fun last night in Buffalo. They are always having fun in Buffalo. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Somebody who has been around the Bills quite a bit is our own Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter and insider. She joins us right now. And, of course, in just moments, we will have this week's installment of Dear Diana. We've got some good questions, but let's just start here. Diana, how ticked off are the Buffalo Bills with the way they're playing right now, just from a standpoint of they look like a team that is playing angry?
I don't necessarily think they're playing with an attitude that they're mad or angry. I think what they're doing is playing with confidence and doing a really good job of not listening to all of us call them the Super Bowl champs already, or at least the predictions that we've all been making for the last few months. You know, this is what I think is so unique about Buffalo is they're pretty ideal with what you want in a group of guys with an organization that starts from, you know, top to bottom. You know, when you see a team hire a GM and a head coach, and then they start making some big moves for trades, and they do well in the draft, they sign some big guys in free agency, and they're just chipping away at it every year and building on it. It's almost unique because it's so successful. Like, this is the way it's supposed to be. They are the perfect example of the way a team should be run now. So credit to them, because Chris, I covered the Buffalo Bills pre-Josh Allen. I covered him when Rex Ryan was there, and it was nothing. I mean, nothing like it is now. You know, just in terms of the play, the preparation, the work, the accountability, and the talent, the sheer talent there. So Buffalo has done the work, and I think we're just watching them continue to climb the mountain, and we will see if they can keep doing this.
Diana, I said when the Bills made the Von Miller signing that he had a chance to be for this Bills team what Charles Haley was for the 90s Cowboys. Can you talk about how Von Miller has impacted the confidence that this team is playing with?
You know, Von has a really special trait about him at this point in his career, which is reflection. And while that may seem minor to the game of football, when you're able to understand and you basically have seen it all, which Von has, he's been able to contribute in ways there. I'm not even talking about on the field. We'll get to that in a second. He's literally the hole that they needed to fill. They had a few little missing pieces there over the last few seasons, and he seems to be it behind the scenes as well. And he has this energy about him, and he's got a contagious winning attitude, and it's why I've always really actually enjoyed covering him as a player, because he's not afraid anymore. I guess it's an advantage of getting older, right? You're able to just be who you are, and Von Miller is very comfortable with who he is, with a bunch of players who, as good as they are, they're still learning and they're still growing, and you know, while it feels like Josh Allen's been in the league a long, long time, but he's still developing, which is absurd because you saw him take some of those shots last night. You're thinking, oh my God, he is so good. Mina Kim tweeting about it a few weeks ago. I think she put it perfectly. You know, Josh Allen is a Buffalo Bill. Yeah. He's like an actual Bill, an actual Buffalo, excuse me. You know, and even just talking to the Titans headed into the game, even the day of, you know, they knew this was going to be an uphill battle. They knew Von Miller was going to give them problems. They knew everyone was going to give them problems. And, you know, the Titans are certainly not the story here, which is also hard to think about too, right? Because you look at this team, they were number one in the AFC last year. They've got the coach of the year on the sidelines, and now they are waving the white flag in the middle of the third quarter on Monday Night Football. I mean, talk about how quickly things can change. And, you know, they do a good job down there. I'm not going to spend this whole interview just, you know, gashing the Tennessee Titans, because they've proven over time, and I think year in and year out, that you can't ever really count them out, as bad as that was last night. I still think they actually can, they actually have a shot to win the next three because their schedule helps them out a little bit. But I think obviously the story of the night is, did we maybe not realize that the Buffalo Bills are even better than what we expected?
It looks that way. It looks that way. Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL insider and certified life coach, certified by us, this show. That's right. Canty and Carlin, it's time for Dear Diana.
She's our life coach.
Dear Diana.
She's your life coach.
I think she should go with her initial instinct, which is, I'm going to avoid this. Hop on Bumble. Go find some other love somewhere else.
It's time for Dear Diana with our life coach, Diana Rossini. Tweet your questions using the hashtag Dear Diana.
I'm ready to go.
All right, Diana, we're going to go rapid fire. My first question as a newly married man, grocery shopping. I have more than on one occasion volunteered to go grocery shopping, but my fiance insists on coming with me. I don't think this is a two-person activity. As a matter of fact, I would prefer to do it on my own because I can do it quicker. I don't think both of us have to go to the grocery store. So how do I get out of grocery shopping or at least have the opportunity to go by myself so I can get it done quicker?
What's it feel like to have somebody who loves you so much that they want to walk up and down boring aisles and pick up food and fruit and whatever it is that you need in your house?
Yeah, that's cute. We got to get in and out of that. We got to get in and out in 20 minutes on that one, Diana.
I don't understand that type of love. But if that's the kind of love, you know what you do? You enjoy every second with her when you're ringing up every little piece of vegetable and fruit there, because Here's something I'll share with you. That's got to change. It's going to change real quick. So you guys enjoyed this little honeymoon phase where you go everywhere together and you hold hands and you kiss over the watermelon. Guess what? In about 6 months, she's going to say, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. And she's not even going to be going to the grocery store. She's going to go get her nails done and come back with like maybe a banana that she picked up at CVS on the drive home.
All right, next. Dear Diana, a furniture delivery person dropped a chair on my wooden stairs as he was climbing. The damage is 2 half-circle indentations about the size of a dime. Do I file a claim, get him in trouble, or eat it and curse him every time I walk down? That is signed, Fully Furnished.
Aw, you make that part of your home. That is now giving your home some character. And stick actual 2 dimes there and put some tape over it. That's the best way to get around that. That way it's not too distracting. And that way every time somebody goes up your stairs, they say, what's that? And every time you can say, oh, it's just good luck. And then people will want to come over more. I don't think it's a big issue because as somebody that just moved into a home, repairing things like that, because, by the way, I had a very similar situation, it costs more money to fix it. And the last thing I like to do is rat people out. You can't do that. Every single survey I fill out, I give people 10s, even though half the time the service I get is a -0.
Diana, too early for Jalen Hurts MVP talk.
Yeah, stop. Chill. I loved seeing what they did yesterday. It was so much fun to watch that offense and see him make plays that I wasn't sure he could make 3 months ago when I used to think about this Eagles offense. We're just a little early. And this is what's crazy. So much fun stuff has happened in the league over the last just 2 weeks. It's only week 3 coming up. That's it, guys. We've got so much more football. And so many guys are going to rise to the occasion over the next few months. And so many are going to lay some big eggs. So let's all chill out a little.
Diana, awesome stuff. We'll talk next week.
I can't wait to go to the grocery store with my husband tonight. Bye, guys.
Diana Rossini, she will be at Bengals Jets this weekend. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. She always delivers with Dear Diana. Somebody thinks we need to pump the brakes on all this Buffalo Bills talk.
Skirt.
That's next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
Are the Bills already the best team in football? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I know who's not buying it, and that's Leon out in Vegas on ESPN Radio. Leon, why not?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I enjoy you guys' show. Yes, I disagree. I think you guys need to pump the brakes because they only won. This is just the second game. The season just started, and a lot of teams are going to be better. You know, I mean, even the team they beat last night is going to be better. They beat the Rams. The Rams are going to be better. They're not going to play the same later on down the road. So you know yourself. There have been teams that been what 11-0, and then they lost one game and didn't even get in the playoffs. So you know it's kind of too early for that. As a matter of fact, I think that I'm a Lamar Jackson fan. I think Lamar Jackson's a better quarterback than this guy. He's done more for his team. He's carried the team on his back. You know, with his running, and he's a more talented quarterback than that Buffalo quarterback. He can run the ball better than him. He can throw it just as good as he can. Many people say he can't throw the football, but I watched him throw a 55-yard pass, and that shows that he can pass that ball. He's just as good as Justin.
Lamar, listen, I'm not going to argue about Lamar. I'm the one who picked him to win the MVP this year.
Yeah, and he's already got an MVP in the trophy case.
Yeah.
So I'm not touching that one either.
Yeah, and he's won a road playoff game too.
Yeah.
You know?
When it comes to those two quarterbacks comparing them, you're splitting hairs. I think it's just what flavor of ice cream you like. Now, to your earlier point, when it comes to teams that start off as hot as the Buffalo Bills look like they're poised to start off with, I remember back in 2020, the Pittsburgh Steelers started 11-0. And the wheels came off of that thing. They lost to the Washington Commanders, and they lost to the Buffalo Bills, if I'm not mistaken.
Listen, as a fan,
that was because Ben Roethlisberger.
I knew that team was not that good.
Yes, but I'm just saying they got out to a hot start, and then they faded toward the end. I think a lot of people question whether or not Buffalo is peaking or going to peak too early in the season, because it usually feels like the team that's playing their best as we get into late November and December that ends up getting hot and going on a run.
Look, I get it. If these injuries don't kill him, I just don't see that with this group right now.
But, Carlin, when's the last time we saw a team wire-to-wire look like the best team in the National Football League?
It's happened a few times, and they haven't been able
to win the Super Bowl?
It's happened a few times.
And win the Super Bowl?
Yes. A team that comes to mind just off the top of my head is the Cowboys the second time around. I would also put the Redskins the year that they started like 11 or 12-0, and they beat the Bills during that stretch.
You're talking about 30 years ago.
I know. I'm talking about there's a couple of other instances too. I just got to go back and look. The Ravens, they were in that mix.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.